Okay, let's quickly review Erevin Daf Samech Hey. Amrav Sheshes Mi Yishum Rabbi Lazar Ben Azari Yachlan Ni Liftar Eskal Olam Kulo Min Adin Mi Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash Ve'ad Achshav. Rabbi Lazar Ben Azari justifies the sins of the Jewish people based on the Pasuk in Yishayahu, which refers to the Jewish people as Shikoris V'lo Mi Yayin, drunk, but not from wine, rather from their suffering. The Gemara clarifies that a drunk person is in fact chayiv in all mitzvos except for tefillah, and he's accountable for any averus that he does. If, however, he gets drunk to the point of shechrusa shalot, complete drunkenness, he's patur from all mitzvos just like a shota. Based on two ways to interpret a pasuk in Iyov, Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Yochanan debate whether it's best for a person who's drunk to sleep a short while and be woken up to daven, or better to sleep through without being woken up and miss davening. Not only can a drunk person not daven, but Rav says, Kol shein datum yoshavas alav al yispalel. Anybody whose mind is not settled, like a person who is angry, should not daven. Later, the Gemara mentions that for the first 3 days after a long journey, a person shouldn't daven because he won't be able to concentrate. And Shmuel lo masi bebeisa di ispe shichra. Shmuel wouldn't even daven in a house that had beer in it because the smell was too intoxicating. Various Amoraim were careful not to paskin and had difficulty learning even when they had minor distractions, like the blowing of a sudden storm wind, doing routine things like passing some dip, and getting bitten by a louse. The Gemara records the custom of various Amoraim in terms of their learning schedule. While Rav Yehuda thought people should sleep at night, Rabbi Shimon Lakish thought the moon's light is ideal for learning Torah. Rabbi Zera said his learning was sharp from learning it in the daytime, while Rav Chista tried to sleep as little as possible since life is too short to waste on sleep. Rav Nachman Yitzchak would say that his work in Torah was from daytime learning, but Rav Acha bar Yaakov Yosef Upari, he would learn at night to fill his quota for daily learning when he didn't have time to fill the quota during the daytime. The Gemara of the six positive of things that can come from drinking wine. First, it can help people overlook wrongs that others commit against them. Second, it can clear a person's mind to the point that he is like one of the Shivim Zakenim. Third, it can help comfort mourners. Fourth, it can help reward evil people so that they'll only have punishment in Olam Haba. Fifth, if it pours like water in a person's house, that indicates that the house is blessed. And sixth, if it's one of the three ways to test the true character of a person, Bikoso, Bikiso, Bikaso, how a person acts when he drinks, how honest he is with money, and how easy he is to anger. Vamrile af pesachto, some say a person's character is evident from his laughter as well. The Gemara presents two cases of a guy sharing a chatzar with a Jew. Now we're back to Erevin. Amar Rav Yidom Rav, Yisrael v'nachri b'pnimis v'yisrael b'chitzon. Rav said that if a Jew and a non-Jew live in an inner chatzar, and a Jew lives in the outer chatzar alone, both Rebbe and Rabbi Chiya hold it's awesome for the Jew in the outer chatzar to carry things from his house into his chatzar, unless he rented the rights of the non-Jew. The Gemara tries to figure out which Tana Rav holds like. First possibility is that both Rav Sheshes and Rabba thought he agrees with Rav Meir that a non-Jew makes carrying asr in the chatzar, even when only one Jew lives with him. But Rav Yosef rejects that, since the Jew in the outer chatzar plays no role in the case. There's one Jew, one non-Jew in the inner chatzar. Also, Rav said explicitly that the Jew in the inner chatzar may carry within the inner chatzar, clearly assuming that the guy does not make it usher to carry in the chatzar when it's shared with the single Jew. So the second possibility is Rav maybe assuming like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, the Gemara says that can't be either. Since he holds Achiu Shnei Yisraelim Osrin Zel Zed, the guy only makes carrying usher when there are two Jews who also restrict each other. But in this case, the Jews don't affect each other because they're in different chatzeros. So the third Gemara says maybe Rabbi Akiva. Rav assumes like Rabbi Akiva that regular mataris b'makoma osar shalom b'makoma. Since the Jew in the inner chatzer has the right to pass through the outer chatzer, we consider this a case of two Jews who restrict each other. But the problem with that is the case doesn't need a guy in the inner chatzer. Just the two Jews would be enough. So finally, the Gemara fourth finally suggests that the Rav assumes like Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in combination. He's speaking about a case that the two Jews made an eruv, so the presence of the guy is what causes the chatzar to be aser, not the presence of the Jew, because they already made an eruv together with each other. But the fact that they're in different chatzeros, he could still aser it since he has the right of passage through the outer chatzar. If a Jew and non-Jew share the outer chatzar, and another Jew is all alone in the inner chatzar, should we assume that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the non-Jew doesn't create any restrictions since he won't be afraid to harm the Jewish neighbor, and it would be an unusual case for them to live in the same chatzar? So Rav answered, Tein l'chacham yach kamod. Give knowledge to a wise man, he'll become even wiser, meaning to say that the non-Jew does create an iser, he does in fact create an iser to carry in the outer chatzar in this case as well. Reish Lakish v'tamidid Rabbi Chanina iklu lahu punduk. When Reish Lakish and the students of Rabbi Chanina went to an inn, there was a home that a non-Jew was renting from another non-Jew, but only the landlord was available to rent the space from. If the landlord doesn't have the power to evict the tenant, it's certainly useless to rent the space from him. If, however, he has the ability to evict the tenant, the Gemara concludes that renting space from the landlord will suffice to make carrying in the chatzar permissible. And that's the basic chazara of Erev and Daf Samech Hei.